It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C., and we ran into the Honorable Charisse David. She represents 3rd Congressional District of Kansas. Always right. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. Good
well,
years in a row.
By the way, let's start by saying happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And you're also playing softball here, mm-hmm. so I can't wait to hear more about that. But really, this week, we're teeing up the Farm Bill.
Yeah.
Are you excited about this?
I mean, I'm definitely excited about getting the chance to work on a Farm Bill. This is my first Farm Bill since I've gotten to Congress, so I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to us figuring out, you know, how to get what is traditionally a bipartisan bill across the finish line. And you know, I'm always looking for opportunities to get bipartisan wins. And so I'm looking forward to my first Farm Bill markup here in 2 days.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, and let's see. One thing you've had at least maybe not in the bullseye, but definitely on the target since you got here has been crop insurance,
mm-hmm.
protecting that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the National Crop Insurance Service is in the Kansas 3rd, and so even when I wasn't on the Ag Committee, they made sure to get me up to speed as much as possible on protecting crop insurance and making sure that safety net and backdrop is there for, you know, those unplanned, unanticipated, whether it's a natural disaster or whatnot. So, I definitely think there's some great baseline stuff in there to make sure that crop insurance is protected. Of course, there's going to be sticking points, and that's the purpose of a markup and the purpose of negotiations. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, for some, walking into a farm bill and a farm bill debate is brand new, but you've actually had some time with somebody who's written a few farm bills over his time. I just wonder, did you get through any of these farm tour discussions without laughing
with
former
Senator Roberts?
Matt Roberts?
Yeah, so Senator Roberts is obviously very funny. I think anyone who's gotten to spend any time with him knows that. But he has been... He might not know that he's a mentor of mine, but I've certainly taken every opportunity I can to talk to him about the ways that, like, coming from a state where we have Senator Pat Roberts, Senator Bob Dole, making sure that we actually keep in that tradition of bipartisanship, protecting crop insurance, protecting nutrition programs, I think is, you know, it's something that I've really appreciated getting the chance to talk to him about and learn from him.
And I want to throw this in. I know we're tight on time, but Native American communities, how important is that?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot to build on from the 2018 Farm Bill. There were something like 62, 63 provisions that were directly aimed at making sure that tribal communities, Native communities, you know, that's Alaska Natives, Native Hawaiians, and Native Americans of lower 48 are able to make use of the programs that the USDA offers, and then making sure that tribal governments are able to implement programs themselves and, you know, exercise some self-determination and sovereignty.
So good to see you. By the way, good luck with the upcoming softball game.
Oh, thank you. It's against the press. You should at least watch it while it streams. We're playing at Nat's Park. I'm just kidding. It's at Watkins Elementary.
I'm coming for that. It's the Honorable Charisse David. She represents the 3rd Congressional District of Kansas, is a member of the all-powerful House Agriculture Committee. I think that was penned by former Senator Pat Roberts. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C. It's the Agribusiness Report.